Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Being that I live in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's get ready to dive into these confessions with people I know and people that I've never met. Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of the City Confessions. Today I have two special guests. So this is the first time that I have two people in my apartment. welcome to Olivia and Kim. Kate? Sorry. I have so many stuff in my head right now of like your introduction. We're going to keep this in.
You can call me Kim.
Okay, so I have Kay Kim. He is the co-founder and creative director of Rooted. And Olivia Klaproose, she is the head of marketing of Rooted as well. And if you guys don't know, Rooted is a, I don't want to explain it. Why don't you guys give me the little bio of what the company is all about?
Sure. So Rooted is a modern day plant brand that whose mission is to reconnect people with nature. So we offer you with healthy and affordable plants that you can order from us online, or we also have one retail location. And then we just provide you with fun and fresh content that guides you on your journey of plant parenthood.
Oh, amazing. That doesn't sound rehearsed at all, though. It sounds super natural. Okay, so Kay, why don't you tell me how this idea started? And when did you guys launch? And just the whole birth of your baby.
Sure. So we launched roughly last year in February. And it kind of all stemmed from the founders. Ryan and I, we are from California. And we grew up in places surrounded by verdant, thriving foliage. And so when we moved to New York and worked at our corporate jobs, we were kind of like, what can we do to make our space feel more like California? And so what we did was look into getting a lot of plants for our apartment when we first moved in together. And that whole experience was a bit stressful and daunting because we couldn't find cheap, affordable plants in good condition. And so our options were like Home Depot, where you had to lug the plants back yourself via L train or some sort of train, or take an expensive like Uber XL. There was no convenient one-stop shop for healthy houseplants that would also teach you how to take care of them. Because you can't like ask the guy from Lumber to help you with plant care at Home Depot. And we were like, why not just give this a shot and truly help our generation connect with nature again in the same manner that we wanted. And so that's kind of how Rooted it happened. We quit our jobs and started slinging plants out of our apartment.
Wait, so like I'm like, because I'm such a plant newbie, like how did you guys even, like where did these plants come from? Like how did you get them?
Yeah.
If you didn't source them from these, you know.
Like larger stores?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when we first started out, we did a lot of research and we would get a lot of these plants shipped up from Florida, which is where a lot of the tropicals are grown. And we literally had a giant freight truck, like a semi truck, trying to park in front of our neighborhood. It wouldn't even fit. And so it had to park like a few blocks away and we'd haul all these big plants into our apartment. And then we'd throw all these crazy plant parties where we just invited a bunch of people to buy plants, drink alcohol, and like dance to some music, but that's kind of how the word got out.
Right. Wow. Okay. And then did the company basically start in your apartment then? Or
yeah, we started out of our apartment.
And you guys just grew like, naturally?
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of good feedback from our friends, the community in general. Like a lot of strangers started showing up at our door when we did throw these parties. and we had an opportunity to move into a retail space. And so we were just like, let's do it. And from there, we went to start in Greenpoint, then went to Williamsburg, and now we're in Chinatown.
So that's 191 Center Street in Chinatown. It's off the canal stop. I feel compelled to do this.
I am doing all the work.
Amazing. And don't worry, I'm going to leave all the description, all the address and information below. Okay, so Olivia, why don't you chime in and tell me how you got involved with Rooted?
Sure. So I think I'm just approaching my 6 month mark with the company. I actually just started really early on in May. But my professional background has purely been in fashion prior to this and luxury. So it was quite a big change for me. But ultimately, I felt like I was killing myself over a job where, you know, the product I was selling would just end up in a landfill, which is so against what I believe in and my own personal ethos. So I'm originally from the Philippines. I grew up in one of the most biodiverse countries in the world and have been surrounded by nature my whole life. My dad is also an environmentalist. So at that point, I guess hitting 25, kind of had my like midlife crisis. And from there, I was like, crap, like what do I do? All I know is fashion. Had the luxury of being able to travel for like 6 months to kind of reflect and just like figure out what I wanted to do.
Oh, you did a solo trip? Or like soul searching?
I left on my own. I wouldn't say I soul searched per se because I just hit up every country where I had tons of friends and then just partied pretty hard.
Oh, wait, that's amazing.
And then, yeah.
This is when you quit your
job? This is when I quit my job, yeah. So I was a buyer previously. I just won't name where, but it was at a luxury department store here in New York. Yeah, and so I quit my job in December. I bounced like 5 days later and then I was in Bali.
Quite a bit.
I traveled all
around.
You were
doing like the eat, pray, love.
Kind of. Without the praying.
Maybe more live, love,
drinking.
Exactly. But yeah, I just hit up like all my favorite Asian countries where I have the most friends concentrated. Was there for like 6 weeks and then went to London for a couple months, which is actually where I spent like my formative years because I lived there for boarding school. So it was kind of like my safe space, like in the Western hemisphere. Yeah. And then long story short, I decided that I should do something more like sustainably focused and go back to like the environment, which is my earliest passion for as long as I can remember. And then found Rooted, sent them a random email, was like, hey, what's up? I like this. And it worked out and turned into something.
Oh, wow. So like the timing was perfect, I guess.
Yeah.
When you needed,
we needed a head of marketing. And she reached out. We're like, who's this girl? I don't know. And then we met her. We're like, definitely not. No, just kidding. And we really liked her. So we gave her a shot. And she's been crushing it ever since.
Wow. But it's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe not even. I started on May 6th. So
like
that's
four.
Probably like, yeah. A little
Wait,
over
that's
four.
Wild. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
But it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's tie back to the city because it's called the City Confessions.
Okay.
You're from LA, correct? Or
originally from Hawaii and like Southern California and Orange County and LA for like college. And college.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
So then why did you choose to come to New York?
I moved to New York because of a job opportunity.
Okay.
There was an agency out here that I really wanted to work for. I was an art director in my previous career. And so I moved out here. Also wanted to experience something different. I felt like LA was a little bit too comfortable at the time. And I wanted to be uncomfortable and experience some personal growth. And I think moving to a new city is a pretty good place to start. So,
had you visited New York prior?
Yeah, I came out like 6 years prior for like a soccer tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then what about you?
So the first time I came to New York, I think I was 12 years old and I was just so amazed by the city at that point too. You know, I was such a nerd and I was obsessed with reading and all movies of all kind. And like New York is clearly portrayed as like the center of the world in literature and in film, especially as like a little Asian kid, you know, I had all these dreams about the big city. So I came here, it totally met my expectations. In fact, it surpassed them. And I couldn't imagine a life anywhere else. I actually wasn't allowed to go here for college. And then, yeah, obviously I mentioned that I was in boarding school in Europe.
Right.
But yeah, went to college in Boston. And then from there, I guess like with your current trajectory, there's nowhere else
right.
to go other than New York. So
yeah.
I've been here for about 4.5 years now.
Amazing. And is New York temporary for you guys? Or are you guys more like, I'll go with the flow. Like, we'll see what happens.
It's definitely temporary for me. I don't know about Olivia. I think she'll probably spend the rest of her days here.
Why is that? Do you not love New York?
No, I love New York for what it is, but I do need to go back to a place with nature, and I want to experience a new country, like Spain.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And then,
well,
because I feel like you're the type of person who's just like, wherever life takes you, you'll go. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's just the vibe that I get from you.
That's really interesting because I'm like the least spontaneous person.
Really?
Yes. I love New York. I think that it will always be my home base. Truthfully, I think that whatever career I end up in long term, I'll probably never be idle. I imagine myself traveling constantly, like week to week, but I think New York will kind of be my...
Your home ground, yeah.
My home ground when I am there. But I don't imagine that it would be in the city. I'll probably be in upstate New York. I had always pictured that I would end my life like in a farm, kind of where... Same,
yeah. I'm going to end my life on a farm.
Like, spend the rest of my days living out on a farm, which how I grew up.
Right.
So I definitely need to be like on a ranch somewhere cold, near a mountain, near a lake,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, surrounded by horses. That's definitely my thing. So
cool. And then if you guys think about New York, is there any incident that really sticks out and it's like, okay, that would have only happened here?
I mean, there's so many.
Am I allowed to curse on this? Yeah, of course. I fucking curse all the time.
I mean, I feel like I have encountered so many drunk people on the street, and I feel like I've seen so much dick in New York City that I have not, like, without my consent, like, more than, you know, like, hookups that I wanted to participate in. So I feel like you can only see that in New York.
Right.
I think really I saw like 6 last year.
Wow.
And like the majority of them was in the winter, and I just think like, wow, aren't they cool?
That's
wow.
like more than me, and I've lived here all my life.
6. You've been counting.
Just a rough estimate.
Yeah. Rough.
What about you?
At this point, I feel like I'm so jaded to, oh, like that's such a New York thing,
mm-hmm.
because I experience it on the daily. That nothing really sticks out, but I will say I've only been surfing like in the snow here in New York.
Surfing?
Yeah, during the winter time is when it's like the most pumping.
Yeah.
And so you'll go out in like a really thick wetsuit, hoodies, gloves, booties, and it's like snowing, water's like 38 degrees. And you will only do that here, or I will only do that here.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I kind of want to shift gears. And I always ask my guests to come on and just kind of vent. And I asked them, it's not a good therapy session. But like, what keeps you up at night? Like, and this can be related to business and rooted or just personally. Like, I think we are always, especially from New York, like we are always go, go, go. And we are constantly, you know, hustling and bustling and just, we don't take the time to actually sit down and be like, okay, what's going on in my life? Like self-reflect and self-analyze. Or if you do that, you definitely don't tell somebody. So yes, right now, what's going on with you guys? You guys can share whatever you feel comfortable with. It can be like surface level, like, oh, I'm stressed. I don't get enough sleep, or it can be something like a little more deep.
Sure. Okay. I mean, truthfully, there's so much to do at work.
Yeah.
I joined Rooted at a critical early stage where, you know, the next few months will determine so much of our future. So, constantly I'm thinking about ways that I can optimize processes at work, make things more efficient, streamline. And just from there, obviously, using the budget that we have to, I guess, meet our enterprise goals as we continue to grow. So I am a, like, very career-driven person, and that's definitely what I think about at night. I wouldn't say it keeps me up to the point where it makes me anxious because truthfully, I am a relentless self-improver with an insatiable curiosity. And I just love problem solving of any kind. So being in the environment that I am in, it's been really conducive to appealing to that inner part of myself. And so it's more like a game in that sense, in which I can help improve things at the office and at work in general.
Are you winning?
seems like I am so far. I mean, we're growing exponentially month over month.
That's a really good mindset to have, though, I think.
Yeah. I just feel like it's something that I am really passionate about, and all of the problems that I have encountered are things that are workable, and honestly, whatever I can do to improve that or, like I said, solve those problems, I'm completely fascinated by it, and I love the mental simulation. Yeah. So,
and where does that stem from? Like, have you always been like that growing up, like always wanted to solve problems, or do you think it's just part of your personality? Like,
My brothers and I grew up largely unsupervised. We're all super, super nerdy. I'm actually like the dumb one in the family. But yeah, I wouldn't say I don't have the same like mental capacity that they do when it comes to numbers and being as analytical or quantitative as they are, but I have enough to like give me the role that I have at Rooted and also to improve things in the way that I want. But
yeah.
It just appeals to my nerd personality, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's good though. I feel like also this job, I mean, we'll dive deeper into like what specifically you do, but it definitely challenges you in a way maybe your previous job didn't. I mean, I don't...
It's definitely different. I have more creativity and like agency and like there's definitely more room for autonomous learning in this role than I did before. I was definitely at a much larger corporation where obviously, you know, me and my boss did everything from contemporary women's wear and denim, which is the fastest moving, like highest volume department at the department store that I worked at. But it was definitely a lot more mindless. I also went in and I just saw a lot of inefficiencies in current processes. So I kind of dove deep into the Excel world and like I rebuilt everything and created all these models that kind of removed human error and just improved. improved the process. Like
what
overall.
She's trying to say is she's a robot.
I got that too.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a lot more responsibility at Rooted and more opportunities for like decision making at a higher level.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Kay, do you have anything to add to your
stress? Yeah, I mean, she basically covered it. It's Rooted. That keeps me up at night because I do want Rooted to succeed. We have a large team that relies on...
How big is the team?
We're a team of 10. Or 11 now?
I think that we are a team of 10, 5 of which are full-time and 5 of which are part-time
for
help out in retail.
Okay.
In Chinatown.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, we need to keep this going in order to keep our staff and hopefully our mission going as well, because we do believe that if we can create a large enough platform via plants, like it's kind of our way into people's doors and homes, then we can open up a conversation around our environment, sustainability, and the more you know, like in terms of how to keep your plant alive, the more you'll fall in love, hopefully, with nature as well. And that'll start another conversation to really drive positive impact.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me about, walk me through your morning routine, both of you guys. I don't know if it's similar, if it's completely different. Are you a morning person? Are you a night owl? Like, what's
similar,
the day-to-day?
Similar makeup routine.
I feel like our morning routine could not be more different.
Yeah. Pretty, pretty different.
So, fun fact, Kay and I are both Pisces, but we couldn't be more different. But I always think that when I read our daily horoscope, that our days will align.
She makes sure to give me all the updates on our horoscope for the day, the month, the week. Like, something's in retrograde.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you feel this way. What do you mean? Like, I don't feel any way. It's like, no, you feel this way because something's in retrograde. I don't know.
But have you analyzed deeper, like, his sun sign and his...
Oh, blood? Yeah, totally. So, Kay is fully water. He's a Pisces,
okay.
Pisces Cancer.
Oh, wow.
I hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
What are you?
My sun sign is Pisces. My moon sign is Capricorn, which I feel I identify the most with.
Right, because it's really earthy.
Yes.
And
then
grounded,
my rising sign is Libra.
Okay, cool. And
what
that's why you believe in, like, justice and like looking at everything from like two perspectives and being like super, that's so cool. We're gonna like change this to like an astrology segment. No, I'm an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, so super emotional. And what is my
rising?
Whoa, I'm like literally blanking out. Aquarius, Scorpio,
I guess look it up.
Wait, I'm really actually super good at this, and I feel like I'm on pressure. What is my co-star? Okay, while I look that up,
our morning routine
about yes.
Sure. So I wake up at like 6 a.m. every day. Naturally, I can't wake up with an alarm. It like freaks me out.
Okay.
But from there, I like to read Wall Street Journal and put on a face mask every morning. So either a face mask or an eye mask, depending on how tired I look.
It's mine, by the way.
Okay.
Anyways, continue.
Yeah. So I do that while I read the news, have my face mask on, and I drink a cup of green tea. And then from there, I miss all my plants, which are from Rooted. I feed my...
I hope so.
I feed my pets. I have a dog and two cats. And then, other than that, I shower, and then I get my makeup done, dress up, go to work. But I don't like to be rushed in the morning, so I literally spend like 2.5 hours.
So what time are you actually at, I guess, the office now, or wherever you're... meeting place would be?
I'd say, considering I wake up at 6, I'm usually at the office anywhere between 9:30 and 10:30. So
okay.
There's quite a big
like
spread of hours in between. And then usually I like to throw in a workout in the morning too. Just depends on how tired I feel, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So very similar to Olivia, I will start my day with a face mask and a cup of matcha or green tea. No, it really depends on the waves.
Okay.
So if there are waves, I will wake up at like 4:30 or 4:45 and go surfing.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did you go today?
No, there were no waves. But
how do you check? Is there like a wave app?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Oh. Okay.
You always want to cross check your sources, make sure that it's
accurate.
That's accurate. Yeah. But yeah, I'll either do that, go surfing, and then come to work by like 9:30. And if not, I'll wake up around like 7, do a little workout at the park, run a little bit, and then grab some coffee and head into the office around like 8:30.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you guys work at the office. Like there is like, it's not just a store. It's both, I guess? Or how does...
No, we have an office actually right around here.
Oh.
In Bushwick, next to Roberta's.
Wait, you guys never mentioned that?
We just moved there like...
Oh,
like,
we're literally neighbors. Have you tried Roberta's, by the way?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's pretty good.
It's good, but I've had better.
To be honest, I really love Pizza Hut.
Really? Okay, I tried Emmy Squared recently. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I feel
good.
Like artisanal slash fancy pizza doesn't appeal to me as much.
You like the plain,
like
growing up
in Asia, where it's like obviously Asian food all the time because that's the best of the best. Like I feel like the only fast food or Western food that I was exposed to from an early age was definitely your big Western chains.
Mm-hmm.
So like to me, the best burger ever is McDonald's, and like that's
I think it's based on nostalgia.
Exactly,
yeah.
And based on like the comfort of
right.
This is, or I guess the simplicity of the ingredients. So yeah, I really love Pizza Hut, and Bobby can get it here.
Shit.
Yeah, I also love Shakey's, which you don't have in the
what
East Coast,
Shakey's?
Which is crazy.
We have Shakey's.
You have it in the
West
Coast.
Coast.
Funny fact.
What is that?
It's a pizza chain, but it's huge in the Philippines. A Filipino actually bought the entire chain.
Oh really?
So that's like my go-to.
My best friend. She's Filipino.
Yeah, it's like my go-to in the Philippines.
Oh okay. Shakey's, cool, good to know. Okay, so so we've I was gonna ask you about like what is your not day-to-day job, but basically what are your responsibilities or your like mission?
My mission,
yeah, specifically.
So I handle all the marketing currently, with a focus on digital marketing efforts. So that's anything from acquiring new customers to retaining current customers and increasing their customer lifetime value. I don't want this to sound like a lecture at school, so I won't get super, super into it. But that's definitely my main focus at work. And then in addition to that, I help out with all like retail, offline, and event marketing efforts too. But you'll find me like ears deep in a spreadsheet if you see me at the office and really just crunching numbers and looking at ways that I can utilize our budget more efficiently and reach our target audience.
Who is the target audience? Sorry, were you going to say something?
Nope. I mean, I was just going to throw in the fact that she's also like my personal
assistant?
Project manager. She's just cracking the whip over me. She's like, okay, did you do this? Make sure you do this and that. I'm just like, yes, ma'am.
It's good to have somebody who
I definitely need it.
Keeps you accountable and on track.
Well, I mean, everything I do is so closely aligned with what Kay does. Like, any strategy or dream that I think of is not feasible without Kay executing it in terms of the creative. So we sit beside each other and I annoy him.
Share snacks. Pretty cute together.
Wait, so who is your targeted audience?
Oh, I'd say our sweet spot is really like 24 to 35, but we don't close ourselves off. So you can say that we have consumers from like 18 to 54, concentrated really in larger metropolitan areas. So New York, LA, San Francisco, Chicago, DC. Brooklyn is actually like our biggest supporting area. So that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I think it's super appropriate. That's when you say you move offices, I was like, I might get it. Why? But I was like,
right.
I should have a place to live here.
That's the plan.
It feels home.
We'll come back.
Yeah.
This is definitely home.
Yeah,
for sure.
But then psychographically speaking, our audience is really a socially conscious person who is like quote unquote woke. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. As the co-founder, I bet you like your workload is like crazy. But I guess there's also freedom to kind of not do whatever you want, but you basically have a good say in where the company goes. So do you want to tell me about your day-to-day?
I mean, the day-to-day really ranges anywhere from executing and helping Olivia out with her marketing strategy and plans to working a shift at retail to going to the nursery and discussing future strategies with our partners who are like the owners of local nurseries out on Long Island. Is actually we're starting our first pilot program and we just started to just making sure the dogs are all walked and happy and played with.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a lot of dogs in our office that'll roll through. I think everyone except us, like the co-founders, have a dog.
Really?
Like all of our workers have a dog.
All the female employees have a dog.
Oh, Chris doesn't have a dog, I guess. Yeah.
So like
so
bring your dog to work day type of situation.
It
every day.
And then we had to create a calendar where we can only have like
Rosie,
two dogs at
yeah.
a time because it got out of control.
Yeah.
But yeah, my day to day varies based on what's necessary and who needs help where.
And do you guys work like on weekends as like is it literally 24/7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say we have to. Like we don't get the luxury of working 5 days a week because it warrants more than that.
Exactly. Like during Labor Day, which I think was like the shittiest day ever. It was so cold and rainy. Us three were all at the office along with Ryan, the CEO and co-founder. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, it's fun when you're in it together for sure.
Right.
Because you have your friends and people who also believe in the company and the mission. And so it really helps when you're, you know, in the office on Labor Day weekend
mm-hmm.
on a rainy day. But you still have fun with it.
Yeah.
So
I want to touch base on social media because I think the you started the company obviously when it was, I don't want to say if it's at its peak, but definitely, you know, when social media is so huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think I think this question is specifically for you, Olivia, but how do you think social media has affected the success of Rooted, if at all, and just like the role that it's playing in just companies and the way they're growing and exposure and all that?
Sure. So, I mean, our social media accounts, specifically our Instagram, has really experienced a proliferation in growth since I've started. And we have a really, really engaged audience who rallies behind us with whatever initiatives we put forth. So, I mean, Kay develops all the content for our Instagram feed and he's killing it there. So our followers love the mix of memes that we provide and general like plant care content that we put out. But our stories as well have been really successful for us. So that's an opportunity for us to communicate with our followers, like what items we have that are new online or in the store, things that are back in stock or just general company news that you know, we feel they perhaps won't see through an email, just because the way you consume news and information nowadays is so instant. So social media has been a huge driver for us and is a huge part of our success.
And are do you manage the account or do
so,
you have somebody?
It's like a mix between two, but yeah, he definitely does everything like on the feed since he's the like brainchild that's producing all the content over there. And then I just like do stuff on the stories.
Okay, cool. And then the other co-founder is Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what does he do? Because I've never met him.
Nothing, to be completely honest. He
he's
does
just there.
Absolutely nothing. He's probably at home eating some popcorn, watching a movie. No, he probably does the most out of all of us.
Okay.
He's a CEO.
Okay. And how do you guys split the work knowing that?
So
you guys are friends.
Right.
And then talk about
we
that, like working
together.
With friends. Yeah.
I also live a block away from them.
Yeah.
So we are
neighbors. No,
so how does that all play out?
I mean, we always joke about the fact that Ryan is my wife and we're married. But it worked out really well because we do have such complementary skill sets where they don't really overlap too much. And it is when you overlap that you tend to butt heads a lot. But we're really good friends. We live together. We know each other really well. So we know where we can stick to. We only come together and like strategize or talk about how we want to move forward when there's a larger issue or strategy that needs to be implemented. But on the day to day, like he's handling everything from fundraising to like team management and delegating responsibilities and roles to our team members. I'm just completely on this other side of the spectrum on the creative side. So
it all works out.
It just works out. Like there's not much to.
Okay, cool. And then I feel like the dynamic between you guys is like very like fun and like you guys are, you know what I mean? Like really good friends. Do you guys ever turn that off and just be like strictly, you know, business, or is that?
No, it's really hard because I don't think it needs to be strictly business.
Okay.
We do tend to operate more like a family at Rooted. And so even if it is a very serious, important strategy session, inevitably someone's going to crack a joke or say something that's totally irrelevant and go off on a complete tangent. But Olivia's usually there to bring us back on track.
Yeah, because like the whole team speaks in sarcasm, which I unfortunately don't understand at all. So I just choose not to acknowledge it. Or I just change the topic back to work.
And that's the only language I know. So she's just always like, I don't know if you're kidding. And I've learned to just stop.
Right. But he doesn't stop. So. Well, I'd say I'm probably the most communicative probably in the team, just because every morning I listen to Eminem. I go into what I like to call kill mode. So I come in super angry, ready to kill my work, like noise-canceling headphones.
I have videos
on. Yeah, so it takes me a while to kind of snap out of that, but that's what really helps me concentrate and bang out everything that I need to do. And then from there, I'll be nice and cute. Try and understand the jokes.
Okay. So this podcast is called The City Confessions, and as we are wrapping this up, I often ask, what is your confession? And this can be anything. It can be something silly, it can be something serious, like somebody once told me like, oh, like I literally never washed my face, but she was like a beauty expert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. And then I've had people tell me about like this previous guest, like I actually don't know if this is going to be aired before or after, but like a sexual confession. So that was pretty juicy. But this can just be like anything. Like everybody has a confession. So like, what is your confession?
My confession. I almost had a threesome last night.
Wait, really?
I just needed two more people.
So actually, did you come up with that? Is that original?
It is. I have used it before, but that is my confession.
This is what I mean.
I love it though. Like, actually, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, no, exactly. I always think that he's being serious, and then he isn't. And I have to wait until he like smiles at me to indicate.
Like, Olivia, it's a joke.
Yeah, so I never know.
You're on the spot.
Just about like life. Like I'm it doesn't have to be anything like crazy.
Sure. I hate hugging.
Really?
And I find it really challenging. Now that, so I've been in America, I'd say like 8.5 years now, mm-hmm. at this point. And that seems to be the chosen way,
yeah.
of saying hello here, which is,
yeah.
like very foreign to me. Yeah.
But I mean, when you were in Europe, they do like,
we do the double
kiss. You prefer that over a hug?
Yeah, in Asia, we do like a kiss as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not all Asia.
Not in all of Asia, but where I grew up. Yeah.
Got it. And then is it just like a don't touch me type of reaction?
Yeah, it's like, exactly. So I try to do it to like be polite, but I really don't like it.
Oh.
The way she actually shows affection is by hitting you.
Okay.
So she'll either punch you or kick you. And at first I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's cool. And she's like, no, this is my way of showing you affection.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, weirdo.
Asians.
Actually, the first time that I met Olivia was for the job interview. And interview went well, talked about a lot of things. And as we're leaving, I'm a big hugger. Like, I tend to kind of hug anyone,
yeah.
and everyone. And I went in for the hug, and she's just like slowly like backing away, but she's like, this is my first interview and my first impression. Do I just embrace it? And Ryan, our CEO, was standing next to her, and he had already gone through this whole thing of like, do I hug her? And so like on the side, he's like, no. And I went in anyway, and she just literally stood there, hands down, just awkwardly embraced her. And then Ryan's like, oh yeah, she doesn't hug. And then I was like, oh cool, thanks for telling me right now as I'm hugging her.
That's so funny. Well, now I know too. I won't give you a hug because I'm a hugger as well.
Yeah, I noticed. So
I know.
And I was like, oh shit, I have to hug her back. No, I think I'm really big on the wave.
Okay.
Yeah, she's good with her hands.
Yeah. As a greeting.
Yeah,
she'd
I think
be like hello or bye bye.
I think I'm very emotive with my hands, and so Kay laughs at me all the time,
yeah.
for, I guess, how exuberant and, like, vibrant I am when
this
I speak.
Is her favorite.
I do that too, actually. I, like, talk with my hands a lot.
No, but her nails, like really put
emphasis.
I know.
She's wearing, like, these bright... Are they real?
These are my real nails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's...
How do you, like, function?
Normally, I have them actually much longer, but since I started working at a plant company and I find myself repotting plants,
yeah,
like, on a daily basis, it was destroying my nails. So I took my acrylic extensions off, and now these are my natural nails, but they're still pretty long.
That's crazy.
I have
Wait,
another confession.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hate working next to Olivia,
uh-huh.
when she's typing.
Isn't it so? It must be so annoying.
Because of her nails. It literally sounds like a mini jackhammer is going off next
oh
to me.
My God,
and so I have to put on my Bose noise canceling,
yeah.
headphones. That's a plug. So.
Okay. So I know you were talking a little bit more about like plants and all that, but what is like one advice you can give to people like me who love the idea of having plants, but like don't have any experience? Do you know what I mean? What is like... How do I say it?
Follow Rooted.
Yeah.
Follow at Rooted NYC.
Uh-huh.
Or go to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe. no, but all jokes aside, that is our goal and mission,
yeah.
for Rooted is to be more of your plant partner than a plant vendor. And so we're putting a huge emphasis on plant care content and also building a lot of tech around that, which will slowly start coming out in the next few months.
Okay.
Really exciting stuff.
Yeah, and if it can just be one thing, just don't overwater.
Yeah.
Plants.
Yeah.
So
I would say two things actually. On going off what Olivia just said, the whole don't overwater your plants. But even before that is before purchasing your plant, make sure you're purchasing the right plant for your space and light conditions.
Yeah.
Like that is the most crucial thing for a plant. If it doesn't get enough light, it's not going to be able to make enough food.
Yeah.
You're basically starving to death.
Right. And for like those who don't know, like I reached out to them and I remember you were like, yeah, send me photos. And like, and then you guys sent me that like PDF thing, but it was so informative. It was like, your bedroom is like south-facing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Like, it was so funny because I shouldn't be kind of knowing it, right? Because I live here, but
right.
I had just moved in and I was just so... like confused. So it was good to know that you guys were kind of there
for
yeah.
sure, like,
you know. And even afterwards, after people purchase the plants, you guys are still there to kind of guide them through, obviously making sure they are still alive and healthy.
Exactly. I mean, I really, like, as soon as I wake up, the first thing I do is go on the Reddit, Instagram, and respond to DMs. It's also the last thing I do before I go to bed. So whatever we can do to help you on your plant journey, we're there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we've also created this Find Your Plant quiz.
Yes.
Which basically kind of
that.
Just, there you go. It simplifies like the core and key questions that we need to know in order to help you make
yeah.
the best informed decision
yeah.
in terms of choosing the right plan.
Mm-hmm. And I really just want to say that I love like I guess it, maybe you are in charge of it, but just like the witty aspect of not only the social, but like on the website. Like I feel like it's a fun company. Like even the quiz, like there's so much personality into like the description, and for me, I find that appealing as a consumer.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
that's definitely okay because
yeah.
I'm not funny apparently to everyone at my office.
Well, fun fact: Olivia is the funniest person that she knows herself,
and I abide by that because I make myself laugh constantly.
And that's all you need, right?
Who
yeah.
else do you need?
Okay, so I'm going to leave all the information in the description, but can you guys just let the listeners know what to look for within the next quarter, I guess, or like until, yeah, the end of the year? Like, what's happening? Any exciting news, projects that you guys can share?
Yeah, I mean, for starters, we will be launching a lot of larger plants. So plants that will be anywhere from like 3 to maybe even 6 feet.
In height,
and also a much wider variety. Like we are still constantly uploading new plants every week, and it'll just continue to grow over the course of the next few months.
Yeah, exactly. And another something we just launched, I guess earlier this month, are something we call kits. So these are pre-curated plant kit collections based on a certain vibe that you might be after, or a certain light, or whatever it may be. So we have 3 up right now with another 6 more coming up shortly. So that's definitely something to look out for as those kits not only continue to grow in variety, but also in size. So right now they're like 4 to 5 plants per kit, but that can literally be anywhere from like 3 to 12 plants per kit based on packaging that we're currently developing.
Yep.
Cool. And wait, the Canal Street location, that's permanent or not?
It
will
be there for at least 6 months.
Okay.
And we will revisit. Yeah.
Got it. Cool.
But we'll be there for a while. So come on by.
Yeah. What's the address again?
191 Center Street.
Off the Canal Street Station.
Yeah.
6 train, NQR.
Literally
W.
Every train.
A through Z, 1 through 0, or 0 through 9.
All of it. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming to my apartment. I'm recording this. Did you want to say anything else?
If you guys are interested in buying plants, go to rooted.nyc. That's rooted.nyc and use code CITY10 for 10% off.
Amazing.
Your first order.
Cool.
That's
everything,
your own personal code.
Everything will be in the description, guys. All right. Thank you so much. I hope you guys
thank
enjoyed
you.
This episode and stay tuned for the next one. Bye.